He still had a lot of wood left.
"I know," said Mr. Nod. "I'll build a boat in the garden."
"I hope your father knows what he's doing," said Mrs. Nod.
With the help of his older sons, he built a boat so enormous that it almost touched the garden walls. His wife looked out of the bedroom window.
"It's very nice," she said, "but isn't it a bit big? How are you going to get it out of the garden?"
Mr. Nod hadn't thought of that. Later, when they sat down to their tea, Mr. Nod was looking very glum.
"You're not knocking the garden wall down," said Mrs. Nod.
"And you mustn't break up the boat," said Ham.
Just then, Shem put on the television. The weather lady was saying that there could be serious floods within the next 2 days.
"That's it," cried Mr. Nod, leaping up. "I'll turn it into an ark, and then it can float over the wall."
Ham and Shem thought that this was a marvellous idea.
"I don't know where I'm going to hang my washing," said Mrs. Nod.
"But you can't have an ark without animals in pairs," said Ham.
"Well, we've got 2 hamsters and 2 cats, said Shem, "and 2 goldfish and 2 budgies.
And we could borrow some more," said Ham.
"Very well, then," said Mrs. Nod, "but no stick insects." The next day, the boys went round to their friends and borrowed 2 rabbits, 2 grass snakes, 2 white mice, and 2 ducks. By a stroke of luck, 2 stray mongrels followed them home. That evening, Mrs. Nod collected up all their wooden cups and plates and cutlery, and the boys got down to making piles of sandwiches.
"We'd better get a move on," said Mr. Nod. "The rain might come quite suddenly. You know, I think we ought to spend the night in the ark."
They all agreed. So they passed the sandwiches, and the beds, and the guitars, and the bits and pieces that Mrs. Nod had packed out of the bedroom window and onto the ark.
"Don't you think it's cozy?" said Mr. Nod, lighting the storm lamp.
"Wouldn't it be better with windows?" asked Mrs. Nod.
"That'd be silly," he replied. "What good are wooden windows?"
They were all just settling down for the evening when they heard a knock at the door.
"I'll see who it is," said Ham.
Imagine their surprise when they saw 2 large sheep standing there.
"Better let them in," said Mrs. Nod. "There's still room, just..." "I wonder how they got to know about it," said Shem.
"You'd be surprised at the gossip that goes on in the supermarket," said his mother.
"Pull the gangplank up and bar the door now, boys," said Mr. Nod. "We could be afloat soon."
The newcomers made themselves comfortable.
"I can't just sit here doing nothing," said Mrs. Nod. "This could last quite a while."
40 days and 40 nights, usually," said Mr. Nod.
"The weather lady said until Wednesday," said Shem.
"All the same,
I'm getting on with making the decorations for next Christmas," said Mrs. Nod. "If anyone wants to help, they're welcome."
Everyone volunteered. The light wasn't very good, and the decorations were rather rough and ready, but they fascinated the animals and kept them quiet. Finally, tired and contented, they all crept under their hinged blankets and went to sleep.